The Vice-Chancellor of the University of the West Indies has signalled that some tougher times are on the horizon for that regional institution. Professor Sir Hilary Beckles, whose six-year term is about to end in May, has told the regional media that one big question is over the future of student fees.
How do we educate our people at a reasonable cost? How much should we ask the students to bear, the government to bear, the private sector to bear? I gave you the model at the end. My proposed model is that the government should really keep us at about 50%, stabilize the students, contribute about 15%. At the moment, the students are paying up to 20% of the cost of their undergraduate programs. The Trinidad government has introduced a means test to fund undergraduates. The Barbados government is funding them with a model of community service built into it. We have a governance report that has said the students should pay up to 40%. That is going to generate tremendous conversations in the region about students having to pay up to 40% of the cost of their undergraduate programs. I don't know how that can be done across the region, given that each country has a different policy. But I think that the better the more we stabilize this for the next couple of years, the better I think we will be. But these are conversations that the university is having, the governments will have, and we will have to see. But the idea of moving from students paying a maximum of 20% up to 40%, I'm sure the public will say, ooh, this is a huge leap. And what would that mean for enrollment? What would it mean for access?
He says, too, that in looking at every cent, the staff at UWE will not go unscathed.
No more post-retirement contracts. When you retire, if you retire, you go, and we bring someone in. Most of our people, when they retire, they are professors. When we replace them, we might replace them with people who have just finished their PhDs and are now starting their careers at a lower cost. That represents a savings. So we're looking at everything.
And in the quest to cut costs, the university is about to come face-to-face with the unions representing its staff.
The conversation will go like this. We thank our staff for transitioning this university to online. What you all did in 2020 was magnificent. What the academic staff and the managers did, 600 plus courses, the whole UWI transitioned to online remote teaching and learning. It was very stressful. But we did it. We got those students graduated. We got them through. We did it. And we owe a great deal of gratitude in 2020 to our staff. But we're asking them, can you find another way to make another sacrifice for the university so we can reduce our expenditure? All of the things we are asking them to do are part of the agreement of collective bargaining. So there can be no breaches of the collective bargaining agreement. So it's a voluntarist contribution. Maybe can you absorb this next year? Can you absorb that? And we have a conversation.
Sir Hilary warns too that in his view, the University of the West Indies is unlikely to fully see face-to-face teaching again.
I think we are going to be a blended mode university, where there is a significant number of students on the campuses itself, but a significant number who are going to be working and studying. That is a tradition we came from, but we're going to go back to that. The open campus is already fully global online. They're using the best technology. They have their programs online, and they have grown up to 8,000 students. And now we're going to go global, but we're going global online. So many campuses will now be looking to grow in their enrollment on the online platform since they have already built them, okay? And that I believe, will lead to an increase in enrollment because many people will be working and studying. They're going to be a diminishing number of people who are going to be giving up their job, taking leave from their job for 2 years or giving up their job to go and do a degree program. I think that those days are over. I think the people who are going to be coming on the campus in large numbers to live on campus and be a part of the campus are going to be the younger people coming out of school. But I think the adult population, which is close to 50% of our overall population, those people are going to be saying, I want to work and study.
Vice-Chancellor of the University of the West Indies, Sir Hilary Beckles, and this has been Sagicor's Early Business. Sagicor's Early Business can also be heard as a podcast at vob929.com.